Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel, our supplement range. We have four different products: energy, hydration, recovery, and protein. By purchasing Fit Dad Fuel range, you're allowing us to keep the podcast, the education, the app, and all the interaction that we do online completely free. So jump on www.thefitdadlifestyle.com, grab whatever you need, and allow us to keep providing amazing value and content to you for years to come. Enjoy the episode, guys, and we'll speak to you very soon. Hey guys, welcome to episode 74 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. So today we've got Brad Nastasi. So Brad is a father from Perth and also currently works in the mines. So Brad is got a story that I think is going to inspire a lot of you fathers out there listening. And it revolves around turning your life around and doing what is right for your kids. So Brad, welcome to the podcast, mate.
Thanks very much. Appreciate you having me.
Not a drama, mate. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how many kids you've got?
Yeah, so I'm 33 years old, based in Perth. I've got two young daughters, 9 and 5 and a half. Beautiful little girls, very happy, going well in school. Yeah, that's me, life in a nutshell.
Yeah, perfect. And how have you found fatherhood with FIFO work and obviously the strain on relationships and different things that you've been through in the past decade?
I'm a bit different in that I started my relationship with my daughter's mother in high school. We were long-term partners, we were together 11 odd years or what have you, and the reason I started working FIFO is because we separated. There was unfaithfulness on her part. We split pretty quickly and nastily. Then there was a fight for the girls. I wasn't allowed to see them. Standard story, trying to demonize the other person to make yourself feel better and whatnot. And over the first few months of separating, the ex turned to drugs as an outlet. So when I found this out, there was a bit of abuse towards my girls from her and her new partner subsequently. So I made the decision to fight her for them in the courts and take the children away from that environment and started working FIFO to fund litigation. So I wasn't working FIFO when the kids were born. I wasn't working FIFO during the relationship. That all came later.
Yeah, right. And was courts, and you hear this, especially in my situation, I guess, where I'm exposed to thousands of fathers worldwide, and the whole relationship of playing the other parent against each other, and typically it's unfortunately, but usually the dads are getting played against with the kids, because that's just how it works out 90% of the time. And did you have to go through the whole legal proceedings? Like, there was no way you could have done it, I guess, by yourself, and just sort out like a mutually beneficial thing for the kids?
Unfortunately, the drugs had been that influential in her life that the kids didn't matter anymore. There was no negotiating. There was no amicably sorting anything out. It was very much, she was neglecting my children. She was abusing my children. And I wasn't prepared to wait the time to try and mediate with someone in that headspace and in that drug-fueled lifestyle. So I made the decision to take the children.
Yeah. And was that a pretty easy process once the courts or your lawyers and that figured out the whole, that she was on drugs and that whole, abuse situation? Or was there still a big fight to try and, sort that out?
Unfortunately, it wasn't that easy. So I spoke to all the legal places I needed to, Department of Child Protection, WA, to the local police, to the state police, and just got advice on how to go about it. Because they had been living with her post-separation, if I was to just take them, there was a chance that I could have been charged with kidnapping. So I had to go through the proper channels to get them away. Otherwise, at any stage, the police could have come and retrieved them and taken them back to their mother.
That's bizarre, isn't it? Well, did you have rights to see them even though you were separated? Like, did you have on your weekends off or something like that? Or
Yeah, so I picked them up every Friday after work, had them for the weekend, and then dropped them back Sunday night. And that was every week for probably 4 months. And when I started noticing, you know, the amount of fresh bruising or the weight loss because they weren't being fed, then it was, after that, it was a pretty easy decision to make to remove them from that environment.
Yeah, and how long ago was this whole, you know, situation with the courts, and what have you seen, I guess, with, you know, looking in from the outside of other friends or other FIFA workers who are going through something similar in regards to the court system, not the abuse or with the children and stuff?
The legal system isn't geared to really help the father, I don't believe. I had 4 directions hearings plus trial, and their mother didn't show up to any of them, but I still had to follow the same process as if she was fighting me for the children. In a sense, because there was no one to defend my claims of what was happening, I had to prove that I was a good enough father instead of prove that she wasn't a good enough mother. So it still took just under 3 years in the courts, and it hit 6 figures in the dollar value. It was in the substantial $100,000 mark.
Yeah, you hear this so often, unfortunately. And I've got friends and even people in our community on Facebook who, unfortunately, the story is very similar. You know, tens of thousands of dollars, and you know the wives or you know the ex partners, you know, not putting up a dime, and like you said, not turning up to the court cases. You know, lying about the new relationship and the new partner pulling in 6 figures as well, and you know, basically clean them out of, you know, the child support on top of, you know, limiting, you know, communication and moving away and taking the kids. And it's just, unfortunately, it seems like this, the same cycle is everywhere, no matter where you look.
Yeah, you're right, it is. But it's up to you how you go about it as a person as well. So regardless how geared against you it is, you got to put in perspective, is it worth the fight? You know, are your children worth the heartache, the agony, the emotionally taxing and draining bullshit that the legal system is? And unequivocally, for me, it was yes. And I'd do it again tomorrow if I had to. You know, I would put them first and foremost. And, you know, you go to work to earn money, don't you? You got to spend it on something. Why not it being the safety and future for your children?
Yeah, 100%. And mate, are they with you full time now? Like, you've got full custody of the kids, and do they get to see their mother or have anything to do with their mother anymore
either? No. So, from the day that I took them, that was the last time I had any contact with their mother. So, you know, 3 years of court, 2 years since, I haven't heard, spoken to, the children haven't seen, she's not tried to get in contact. So that they've got nothing to do with her at all. Being that I work FIFO, it's really hard on my parents. Have stepped up quite a bit, and they look after the girls while I'm away. So, you know, I can still work and still provide for them and still give them a roof over their head. And when I fly in on R&R, I pick them up from school. I have them a full week and then drop them back to my parents the night I fly back to them. Not ideal, but, you know, they're safe, they're happy, well-adjusted.
Yeah, 100%. And you've got to do what you got to do. And especially in this crazy pandemic, you know, regardless of working away or working at home, a job's a job at the moment. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And what age are your girls at the moment?
So the eldest is 9, and the youngest turns 6 in December. So she's 5.5.
Yeah. And do they have any idea of all the pain points and everything that you went through previously? Or are they sort of very vague on the whole situation?
I mean, my youngest was only 1.5 when I took her, so she doesn't remember a lot of what happened before. You know, most of her memory is just of being with myself and my parents. The eldest one was 4.5 when I took her, so she still very much, you know, remembers, I mean, how hard it was for me, why I was always down and why I was always sad. And there's still a few times that she asks why I was so sad. And And I mean, I've undergone a pretty substantial physical transformation since then. So it was always, Dad, you used to be so fat and now you're skinny and, you know, you can play with us now and you're happy all the time. So she does know there is a difference, but I very much sheltered them from, I mean, they're kids. They don't need that burden of adult, you know, pressures on them. I try to get away from them as much as possible.
Yeah. And, mate, let's get into your physical and I'm assuming as well a major mental transformation that you've been through. You're able to let the audience know a little bit about where you started and what really drove, you know, the whole transformation of both the body and the mind and where you're up to right now.
Absolutely. So it's a massive thing for me. I've had quite a few people ask me my story, you know, through work. Another member of the Fit Dad community, Dion Cray, I used to work with him at Argyle where I'm currently at now, and we shared a few stories and a few points each other. So basically I got into a really, really deep depression when I split from the ex-wife, and without trying to sugarcoat it, drank far too much, ate far too much. I found solace in a bottle and I found comfort in eating myself into a coma. There was, you know, everything seemed so dark that I just didn't care anymore. I'm a pretty short guy. I'm 5'6", 167 centimeters or something around about there, and ended up at 118 kilos in weight, 47 inch waist, just no neck, really unhealthy, skin breaking out in rashes and hives, just, yeah, proper did not look after myself. Once I decided that I was going to take the children away from their mother, I decided I needed to get my shit together. I needed to pull my head in and I needed to be someone who could look after himself before I could look after my kids. So I cut drinking completely for about 4 months. Started eating clean, fresh fruit, salads, veggies, lean meats, completely changed my lifestyle and ended up losing a substantial amount of weight pretty quickly, without much effort at all. From the lifestyle I was leading to just starting to eat clean had a massive impact. Within a month, all of the rashes on my skin had gone. Within 2 months, there was no hives, there was no overheating, I wasn't sweating excessively. Within 6 months, I had gone from a 47 inch waist to a 38 inch waist. And then over time, basically I used my anger as a fuel instead of an outlet for hate. So going through courts, I was pissed off it was taking so long. I was pissed off it was costing me so much. I was really angry that the system wasn't backing me, but instead of portraying that in a sense of hate and anger outwards, I put it inwards. Join a gym. So I joined the gym and I basically shit-talked myself into fitness. You can do better than that. You don't need to run a K. You need to run 1.5 Ks. Push yourself. Tomorrow, run 1.6. The day after, run 1.7. Get your health up. Get your fitness up. And over the last few years, I've managed to get myself to a point now I'm steady at about 73 kilos, 30 inch waist. I'm the fittest I've been, I'm the happiest I've been, the healthiest I've been since I can remember. So yeah,
That's amazing. I love what you just said then about, you know, the 1.5 and 1.6, and just, you know, what we try and preach is that 1% better than the day before. And I think it's, you know, you don't need to go out and run 10 Ks in a month, or you don't need to lose 30 kilos in 8 weeks. It's like, just be better than yesterday and just keep, you know, pushing forward, because, you know, that's where the, you know, the compounding effects of, you know, that physical and mental transformation really take effect, and you can avoid those yo-yo sort of diets and, you know, that, you know, what, a lot of, I guess, FIFO people were, you know, amazing at work, like eating clean, training, but then they piss it up and eat whatever they want on the week off. And it's just this, you know, just vicious yo-yo effect of just week on, week off sort of thing. And, mate, I must let you know that a tremendous amount of respect for you and your, you know, chasing know, and fighting for your children and what's right. And I highly appreciate you coming on board today and, you know, sharing your story. And I'm sure that what we've spoken about briefly and everything that you've managed to speak about will inspire, you know, thousands and thousands of fathers out there. And mate, is there anything else that, you know, you want to pass on to any dads that might be going through a similar situation, or, you know, veering down the, you know, the path of, you know, legal battles and, you know, lengthy court processes?
Absolutely. If it's, there's a couple of little things that really stuck with me through trial and error and through the hardships that I faced, is don't set massive goals for yourself. As you said, 1% better, set small achievable goals. If I had a set out from the beginning to lose 45 kilos, I would have failed face down in the dirt right at the start. But over time, that's what I've done. So, you know, set a goal to lose a kilo, set a goal to run 100 meters more than yesterday, or to lift a kilo more than yesterday, just those little achievable goals, and then move on from there. But just remember that nothing at all will change unless you make it change. You need to be in the right headspace to go, I'm going to do this, and actually do it. Don't skip around or beat around the bush. Commit. You know, no one's going to change the world for you. You need to do that yourself. You need to make that decision and really get on.
Yeah, mate, 100%. Mate, I highly appreciate you coming on today, and I can't wait to see the transformation, you know, progress even further over the next 6 months, and see where you can get yourself to. And I'm sure there's going to be a heap of people in the group rooting for you, and, you know, waiting to, you know, see what the next 6 months bring. So thanks for coming on the podcast, and you go enjoy the rest of the time with the girls before you shoot back out to work.
I greatly appreciate your time, Leroy. We'll see you on the Fit Dad Lifestyle.
Thanks, mate.